On this episode of the Green Street Beat, we're recapping the big development news of 2020 and looking ahead to 2021. Let's get to it. I'm joined today by Director of Development Services, Ryan Elam. Thanks for being on the podcast again.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
So for this episode, we're doing a development year in review, talking about some of the big projects of 2020 and then looking ahead to 2021. To kick this off, let's talk about a high-profile development that's making significant progress, Streets of West Pryor. McKeever's Market's opened up. Some pretty big-name restaurants have been announced. Catch us up on everything that's happening over there.
Yeah, so Streets of West Pryor has been going full-bore construction for quite some time now, and they are getting to the point where they're moving the big power lines. That was a big obstacle on that project. So if you've been out there, you've seen some really massive concrete piers going in, and those power poles should be moved here very soon. And then, of course, the McKeever's Market opened up this year. That was a big win. That's a kind of a bit of a unique grocery store for the area with a lot of prepared foods, a really nice place. And then the apartments that are going along with that project, they're also coming along quite nicely. And those will likely be ready to lease up here in 2021. You know, the First Watch, the Firebirds, all over there. And then they're going through a few changes in the plan right now. They're going through for lots one and two is what we call them. Call them the lake lots, if you will. They're south of Lowenstein Drive. They're going through the preliminary development plan process to finalize the two restaurants for that area with a Red Door wood-fired grill and the Shake Shack proposal. Those are two new to the Lee Summit Market restaurants that have had some success elsewhere in the metro. That'll be a really nice addition to Lee Summit here. They've also got some other things occurring. They got another revised preliminary development plan for a little bit west of there, looking at adding some additional apartment units, swapping some things out, and potentially looking at some townhomes in that area. So all of that is going through the preliminary development process right now, and that'll be coming forward to public hearings in January of this year. So long way of saying there's a lot of activity going on out there, and it's been pretty amazing to see it go and not really get caught up too much in the COVID situation and still be able to make a lot of progress.
And another development not far from there that's made significant progress in 2020 is Summit Orchards. There's now an Aldi, a Five Below, Lion's Choice, some options that hadn't been in Lee Summit before. What else is over there and what can we expect to see?
So over in the Summit Orchards area, we got the, you know, as you mentioned, the Lion's Choice open this year. And if you haven't been there, they got great roast beef sandwiches over there. That's from the St. Louis side of the state, but they're expanding, obviously. You know, the Aldi's, there's the Five Below that are open. A Home Goods and a Ross Dress for Less, those will be opening up the beginning of 2021. And the Food and Fuel Espresso, you know, that's a new gas station over in that area to serve that part of town. And they've got a couple of different smaller restaurant type, you know, quick service restaurants that are associated with that. I think it's Amazio's and one other type of location, which is why it's the Food and Fuel Espresso, a little bit of a food and gas concept associated with that. And, you know, directly to the north of there, you know, with the Summit Square Apartments and the Donovan Apartments, a lot of additional residential units have been added to the area. And I know those Donovan Apartments have been leasing up like crazy. They've got a ton of amenities at both of those facilities. And I think the residents are pretty happy with those two projects. There's still one pad site available out there that doesn't have a user yet, but we're expecting something to be coming through on that in 2021.
So you touched on it a little bit with the apartments, the Donovan, Streets of West Pryor. There's also some apartments going on. I know this is always a big talking point. Another big apartment complex that comes to mind is the downtown apartment complex. Can you talk a bit about just some of the other apartment complexes that are being built right now and how things are coming along with those projects?
Yeah, the downtown apartment project, which is now known as Elevate 114, if you've been in downtown before, it's hard to miss the construction that's going on out there. They've got the parking garage structure built, and they've started going vertical with the structure on the first building. So at the end, it's going to be one building, but it's being built as really kind of four separate buildings around there. They've got framing going up. I think they've got three floors on the first building up right now, and they're going to continue to make progress on that throughout the next year. These apartment complexes do have quite a long time frame in order to for construction, but you can see you can visually see a lot of the progress, and you can get an idea for the scale and the bulk of that building and how that's going to fit in with the downtown skyline. Multifamily, it's been a big couple of years for multifamily across Lee Summit. I know that is an area where there was a period in time where we didn't have, you know, really any multifamily apartments go up. I think there was a 5-year period, you know, after the financial crash of the 2008-2009 timeframe where we didn't have a single multifamily project get approved or even come forward. And that all has obviously changed. But the demand is still there for that type of housing, a lot of rental by choice in that market area. And so over the last couple of years, you know, we've had the downtown apartments, the Summit Square, the Donovan, residences at Echelon down on the south side of town, Meridian at View High on the west side of town. And both of those two projects, Residence at Echelon, it is fully open at this point, and Meridian at View High is working on their very last building out there that is going to be open. And then as we look forward to 2021, there's two other apartment complexes that have been approved that are looking to start construction. We've got the Aria apartment complex that's up kind of near the airport off of Lee Summit Road in Douglas area. So if you're at Douglas and Colburn, it's on the northwest corner there. And then Stags Field is one of the most recent ones that has gone through the preliminary development plan approval process, and that's over at Lakewood Way and Bolin Road. And so that project is expected to start construction in 2021 as well.
Are there any interesting aspects to those two, the Aria and Stags Field, those two developments that maybe Lee Summit hasn't seen?
So I think the Stags Field development is probably one of the more unique ones that we haven't seen recently. It's got one kind of one large building in the center, but then it's surrounded by more smaller buildings that help transition the project from, you know, a high density to a lower density towards the single family area. And the position of the Stags Field project being adjacent to the Fleming Park provides it with a lot of great natural views and access to that that county amenity there. All of the apartment projects that are coming through right now have got resort level amenity packages associated with them. So everything that they're doing, from their clubhouses to their pools to all of their common space, is really top notch, and a lot of different options that haven't been available in the past on maybe on some of the older apartment complexes.
And while we are seeing significant development when it comes to multifamily, we're still seeing pretty big growth in single family. You mentioned before we started recording that this year has been one of the highest years for single family permits that Lee Summit has had recently. So there is still a lot of single family going up in Lee Summit as well.
Absolutely. As of the end of November, we had issued 381 single family permits. Over the last 5 years, the highest total that we have issued was in 2017, and that was 391 units for the entire year. So I know we've surpassed that at this point. So it has been the highest amount of single family that we've issued in the last 5 years. It's not quite where we were in the early 2000s with, you know, 600 to 700 units a year. But when you couple that with the multifamily units, it is the highest amount of living units that we've been permitting in quite some time. And we've got more to come, too. We've got about 12 different subdivisions or different phases of subdivisions for single family lots to become available that'll be coming available in 2021.
Another interesting trend that's kind of emerged over recent months is developers coming into Lee Summit, taking existing shopping centers and then wanting to renovate them, kind of rejuvenate the space to make it more attractive and welcoming. We've had at least two or three of these come before council recently, just off the top of my head. What do you think is behind this trend?
Yeah, so I think just with retail in general, having a lot of headwinds right now, but you know, the retail in Lee Summit's been doing great. And that's a testament to our residents and our retailers that we have here, and their ability to adapt. But I think just over time, the needs of the consumers have changed, and in turn, the needs of the retailers have changed, which in turn means that the needs of the spaces that they have require some change. So it's just that next evolution in the life cycle of these buildings. As you mentioned, we have had quite a few shopping center remodels lately. We've had some along 291 North. We had the Chipman Place this year. They came in and they put a new facade on their building, and that building looks great. They're working on some new tenants for there that are looking to be open in 2021 while maintaining several of their existing tenants. We've got Southside Plaza, which is where the Jumpin' Catfish is. They recently came in and they are looking to modernize that facility, give it a facelift, and really make it a much more attractive building along 50 Highway there. Cedar Creek Shopping Center also recently came through with the same. That's the shopping center over on the west side of town with Hy-Vee West, as we call it, and West Lakes and Goodwill and the pet store. They're going to be modernizing that facility as well, giving it a facelift, making it a much more attractive place to visit and to shop at, as well as to operate a business out of. You know, a lot of that has been going on for quite some time. And one of the most recent ones, I guess, to be completed was the Pine Tree Plaza. I believe it's fully occupied at this point or very close to it. And it's been pretty successful with Martin City and Harbor Freight and, you know, the tile shop and as well as Chuck's Boots has been there for a while and really breathed a lot of new life into that center. So I think the success of that center has really opened up the opportunity for these other centers to realize that, hey, the competition's changing. Now's the time that we need to adapt and evolve as well.
Are there any unique developments that maybe have flown under the radar in 2020 that are interesting or stand out in your mind?
A few of the things that may have flown under the radar, you know, in downtown, we had a small music venue and bar open up called Clay Boys. That's a piano bar type place that opened up this year. If you're familiar with On the Hook, the popular food truck that you kind of see all around, they opened up a warehouse and offices over off of Century Drive here in order to help support not only their food truck, but other food trucks as well. We had a kind of a unique cafe or coffee shop experience come to town called My Play Cafe. And it's kind of it's a combination of a coffee shop and a kind of a play center or a playground where, you know, parents can go meet up with other parents and enjoy a nice cup of coffee and have a discussion or a meeting, and their kids can go play in this interior playground. You know, that was a bit of a unique concept brought to town. We've got a private golf club, the private golf lessons and club fitting using some advanced computer technology called Golf Tech that opened up off of Blue Parkway. That's kind of an interesting deal as well. It's pretty high tech club fitting, and they analyze your swing and work on private lessons in order to improve the golf game. This year, we saw our first medical marijuana dispensaries. You know, that was just legalized through the Missouri Constitution in 2018. It took a while for everything to go. And then we have two dispensaries in town, Third Street Dispensary, which was the old A-frame building off of Third Street that used to be the old Griff's. And then the Fresh Green over off of 291. Both of those facilities are now up and running. And that was unique because of, you know, some of the security aspects and features associated with those buildings.
Another big thing that happened this year was the approval of a $224 million bond issue for the Lee Summit School District. That bond issue included renovations to Lee Summit High School, renovations at middle schools, and the addition of a new middle school. These are major projects. So how did the city and the school district work together on these types of things?
Yeah, the bond issue from the school for the school district was really monumental in helping to upgrade the facilities that Lee Summit has. The new middle school project is underway. Foundation permits have been issued for that, and if you've driven by it, you can see that there's been a lot of grading activity and earthwork activity that's occurring, and they've poured some foundations. So the addition of that fourth middle school is definitely a major project that is going to, honestly, it's going to change the face of education in the Lee Summit R7 school district, because it's going to facilitate the transition of sixth grade into the middle school environment. So not only that, the high schools and Lee Summit High School receiving their renovation is going to bring that facility into a much more modern facility. They're doing a lot of security enhancements to that building. They're closing the buildings. And if you're familiar with it, it was more of a campus style at one point, but now they're going to be connected into a single building, which is something that facility has never had. Our involvement with those projects really started at the very beginning. We have a project manager that has been involved with that project, working with the school district hand in hand throughout the design of the projects and all the way through the construction of that. So Mike Weisenborn's our project manager on that. And he's been right there with Kyle Burrell, with the school district, as well as their design teams on all of those projects.
And we should also mention, when it comes to developments and projects that have a good impact on the entire community, we also have two library facilities, Colburn Road, and then the one near Blackwell. These are state-of-the-art facilities.
Yeah, the new library off of Blackwell Road is it's a beautiful looking facility, and you can see right into it from the highway, and it's definitely a modern facility. It had to open up during a COVID type period, but I think it's doing well, and they've gone ahead and the Colburn Road branch, they've demoed the old branch and are well underway on the construction of that new branch out there. And that's really going to be a flagship library that's going to house the Square One Small Business Center, as well as some conference rooms and some community gathering space. And that's going to be a really nice state-of-the-art library facility for the entire Mid-Continent Public Library service area. And then they're also working on an expansion on the main branch, if you will, the old Lee Summit branch, kind of off of 3rd Street there. That'll be starting this year as well. The community will have essentially three brand new libraries.
And in 2020, it was kind of a monumental year for the city and for development services in particular with the comprehensive planning process. You guys began reviewing and updating this. This plan will guide economic development, residential growth, and just general improvements for the next 20 years. Can you give an update on the plan and why it's so important for the community?
Yeah, the comprehensive plan really is a large undertaking, and it serves as the roadmap for the community and for the development community when they're looking at, you know, where do they want to locate their business or what kind of development that they're going to end up pursuing. The comprehensive plan really serves as that signal of saying, hey, this is what we as a community have decided that's important. It's what we as a community decided that we want. And ultimately, this is where we think it should go. We've been working through a lot of history, a lot of research, a lot of figuring out kind of exactly where we're at right now. And then we've taken that information, we've gone out to the public and gotten feedback on what people would like to see. What do they like about Lee Summit? You know, what makes Lee Summit great? What do we need to continue to do? And, you know, what are some of the things that we would like to see? You know, what does the finest quality of life for all ages mean to you? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to the community as a whole? These are the questions that we're trying to answer through the comprehensive plan to then put the framework out there as a signal to the development community and the business community and to the citizens, as this is what we're looking for. This is what we want. We're at a really exciting point in that process because we are getting ready to embark on several meetings upcoming here with the Planning Commission and the City Council, where we're going to start digging into some details. We'll be bringing forward kind of the first draft of the land use map here in January 12th, and then we'll continue to refine that. And we're looking to be wrapped up with this process by April. And once we get to that point, then we will have goals established. We'll have metrics identified, And we'll start working towards monitoring those and reporting on those so the community can see, you know, how our development patterns are reflected comprehensively or holistically. You know, how does one single development fit with the overall fabric of the city of Lee Summit?
Are there big picture themes that have emerged at this point in the planning?
Yeah, there are several big picture themes. You know, the biggest one that pops out in my mind right now is really a focus on bikeability and walkability, a focus on strong neighborhoods, and a focus on ensuring that we're an attractive place to do business, that we've got a good mix of industrial and office uses and a good mix of places to work, a good mix of places to be entertained, and a good mix of places to live.
And I should also mention that if you do want to give your opinion, you can still do that. The website's igniteourfuture.net. You can head there. It also gives some more details into all the elements of the comprehensive plan. So it's interesting to check out and still time to give your opinion.
Absolutely. We've got surveys up. There's videos up. There's long surveys and there's short surveys. We've got spots on there to kind of get some background information on building blocks and big ideas and plan elements. And then as well as plenty of opportunity to provide your feedback. And that feedback is absolutely critical to how this plan is shaped. What we're doing, and when you boil it all down to, is we're listening. We're listening to everybody and we're organizing the thoughts and we're putting that into a framework to be able to share with everybody. So this plan is going to be a major focus in everything that we do for the next 20 years. And now is a perfect time to get your voice heard. And we are listening.
So we've talked about 2020. Now time to look ahead to 2021. A big project that we have not talked about yet is Paragon Star. You said 2021 is the year that we'll begin to see significant progress on this development. So fill us in.
Yeah. So Paragon Star has been one of those projects that's been talked about for several years now. And it has gone through a number of different, we like to call them dominoes. You kind of got to knock down a number of the dominoes in order to make a lot of progress. Well, in 2020, they knocked down a significant number of those obstacles and they started working on a lot of the earthwork for the construction of the fields, of the soccer fields and the infrastructure associated with that. If you actually look at a current aerial photo, you can see the soccer fields in there. They're back behind the tree line, so you can't really see them from 470 right now. But if you look at a current updated aerial map, you can see the soccer field. So you can see that there's been quite a bit of work that's been occurring. This year in 2021, some of the most visible things are going to be the interchange improvements. The interchange improvements to 470 and View High, the diverging diamond interchange will be started and constructed this year, as well as work on the commercial aspects associated with the project. So the Paragon Star Village will be under construction this year as well. Probably in the March, April timeframe, you'll start seeing a lot more visible work along 470 associated with that, with expectations to open up for soccer towards the end of 2021, and then the village aspects probably opening up in 2022.
Another big development that will be a major talking point for all of 2021 that will take kind of a more definitive shape in the new year is the Downtown Market Plaza. This project is going to completely transform downtown Lee Summit. For those unfamiliar, could you maybe catch them up on what this redevelopment project will consist of and what we should expect in 2021?
Yeah, so the Downtown Market Plaza is located directly east of City Hall. So the city has acquired a good portion of that block there, except for the AT&T property and the Zach Chiropractic offices. So the thought process there is the really a melding of the current City Hall Plaza area and a permanent farmer's market. There's spots in there for some additional residential, additional retail, hotel aspects, as well as potentially some maker space. And the plan is at a conceptual level right now. And you can see those plans on the website, cityofls.net. And there's some great renderings to get a feel for what it could look like. where we're at with the process is we're going out and we're looking to select a manager of the facility, as well as a master developer for the facility. So it's really important to us as the city that the ongoing operations of this space are handled in a way that is complementary to all of the other aspects that we've got occurring in the city of Lee Summit right now. There's a big opportunity for this Market Plaza to be a really special place. There's a conservatory feature that is conceptual at this point, and that conservatory is really kind of a big multi-purpose area that would be great for special events, as well as some just daily activity associated with that. So you said it right when you started it. It is a transformative project as we continue to grow the downtown.
And finally, we have to talk about the PRI land, 4,000 acres of undeveloped land in Lee Summit. I know there's a lot of planning involved with this land. What's the progress on the planning, and when could we see this land begin to be developed?
So the PRI ground is a huge undertaking. 4,000 acres, 1,000 acres in the north part of town, 3,000 acres in the south part of town. The great thing about this is the timing of everything right now, the timing of our comprehensive plan, the timing of the announcement from PRI that they will be looking to develop this property has given us kind of a one shot, if you will, in order to shape how this is going to look moving forward. So the PRI folks have done quite a bit of due diligence work on their end, figuring out exactly what they have, figuring out what the market is looking like on their end. And at the same time, we've been doing concurrent work through the comprehensive plan process, looking at what are the infrastructure needs going to be for this area, what are the land uses going to look like. And really, we're getting to the point to where we're going to be ready to discuss what potential land uses with the community could be. I think over this part of the comprehensive plan will include the land uses for the PRI property that we've been discussing. So that's going to be coming up here in January, February timeframe, where we'll have the first draft, if you will, for discussion about what these land uses could be. Now the amount of acreage there, with being 1,000 acres and 3,000 acres, it's easy to kind of lose track of the scale of that. But it's essentially the size of a lot of other cities in the area when you look at the area, just the pure acreage area of that. So we want to make sure that it's developed in a way that is mutually beneficial for the PRI folks, for the city as a whole, for the residents and for the visitors, quite honestly. So there's a lot of things to take into consideration, but we are going to methodically be working through that. It's not going to be a situation where overnight you're going to have all 4,000 acres developed. This is going to take 20 to 30 years. It is going to be quite a while in order for this to be fully developed out. But progress will start in 2021. Progress has already started, albeit silently. It'll become a lot more public. And then, as we look through 2021, potentially 2022, for the first part of development to start occurring on that property.
Before we wrap up this 2020 year in review and look ahead, I think it's important to acknowledge just how challenging 2020 has been. But like other cities and organizations, the Lee Summit has adapted, in particular, Development Services has adapted how you guys work. What has your department done to still meet the needs of the community and deliver the same service, even in these challenging times?
Yeah, so I think like a lot of other individuals, we've become very adept at utilizing Zoom technologies and video conferencing. But one of the things I'm probably most proud of for this year is just the way that our entire Development Services staff has been able to adapt. We went from being primarily paper-based organization to, in a matter of 2 days, being able to accept plans online, being able to review documents electronically, being able to take a lot of our paper processes and make them available virtually. And if we hadn't been able to do that, then a lot of the development activity could have come to a halt. It could have taken an incredibly long amount of time in order to get things through the process, but we were able to adjust the way that we were working, kept a positive attitude towards that, and been able to keep things moving. I think that, you know, even with the COVID-19, as I mentioned earlier, our single family permits and our residential living units are a good indicator of some of our workload that we've got going on. And then couple that with the commercial aspects, with the Streets of West Pryor project and a lot of the other construction activity that we've talked about. We've managed to keep up. And not only that, we've actually managed to improve our service delivery. Offering the Zoom meetings allows questions to be answered maybe a little quicker, really from anywhere. We've had some developers and engineers and architects and that aren't necessarily located in the Kansas City metro area. They may be out of Indianapolis or Tennessee or somewhere else. But we've been able to save money and get things accomplished by really increasing our use of technology that we had. I'm just very thankful for how everyone on the team has been able to really adapt and work with everybody else as we maybe fumbled through a few things at the beginning, but overall process has gone very smoothly.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this podcast today. I know whenever residents see earth moving and buildings going up, they're always curious what's happening. So it's fun to do a year in review and acknowledge everything that is happening in Lee's Summit. So thanks.
Very happy to do it. Thank you for having me. And if anybody has any questions, go to cityofls.net, stop by the development services counter, call 969-1200, shoot us an email. Any way that you can get a hold of us, we are more than willing to answer questions and talk through things.
Thanks for listening to the latest episode. Share it on social media to help spread the word. Also, make sure to subscribe wherever you enjoy your podcasts.